There is a saying of fairly recent origin that appears to be intended to encourage people who suffer from depression. That saying is, "Today is the tomorrow we worried about yesterday, and all is well." Despite being a saying of fairly recent construction, throughout time there have been people whose experience of their today was the tomorrow they worried about yesterday, and all was far from well. There was, during the first half of the 20th century, a railway line that ran between Warsaw and Bialystok. Bialystok is some considerable distance northeast of Warsaw, but it is still in eastern Poland. Between 1940 and 1943, many or most of the trains that ran on that particular railway line stopped about halfway. They were not exactly passenger trains, although their cargo was human. They were carrying people who had been deported from other parts of Poland. The trains usually comprised something approaching 50 cattle trucks, their cargo, human beings. My overall purpose today is to picture this day, this last great day, when this day is today. That is because there will be people who will be resurrected in the Great White Throne Judgment era, for whom this scenario will be far beyond anything that their wildest dreams could have imagined for them. When today will be the tomorrow they worried about yesterday, and all really will be well. I'd like you to turn with me to the book of the prophet Ezekiel and to read from chapter 37 and verse 1. God's Holy Spirit will be poured out on all flesh, as mentioned by the prophet Joel, and the day that this day represents will be absolutely fabulous. It is a day when all humanity will have been, that had not been called during their present human life, will have the opportunity for eternal life. This will be the place, and this will be the scene. Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1 reads as follows. "The hand of the Eternal was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Eternal. And he set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones." This is the place, the valley of dry bones, in which men, women and children will find themselves. All the people who took those fateful railway journeys and then died at the hands of their enemies, not knowing that this day, this last great day, was the tomorrow that they worried about yesterday, and all at that time will be well. Again in the book of Ezekiel, and reading from chapter 37 once more, but verses 11 to 14, we find the passage which will be so applicable to this day and so applicable for these particular people. The relevance being in the thought of so many people being resurrected on this day, and especially to the groups who made that fateful railway journey in the early 1940s. And here in Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 11 to 14, we read these verses. "Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord Eternal, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. You shall know that I am the Eternal, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. You shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Eternal, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Eternal. These are the people who will be inhabiting this time that this day represents. Yet when these people arrived at the small station between Warsaw and Bialystok between 1940 and 1943, they would have little reason to suspect that the name would become synonymous with pure evil. They were taken by the truckload from the station at a place called Treblinka to their destination 4 miles away, the shower rooms at the infamous death factory of that name. For these poor people, these poor reviled people, today was the day they worried about yesterday, and everything was far from well. Within 3 hours of leaving the train at Treblinka, they would be forming human pyramids, gasping for the last lungful of air as Zyklon B filled the room into which they had been herded. When the gas chambers had been vented, those charged with clearing the room and making it ready for the next batch saw what to them was of something of a ghastly sight, because what they saw was a mound of people forming a human pyramid as the strongest had climbed over the weaker ones in order to get their last lungful of air before being overcome by Zyklon B. Initially, the people from these gas chambers were buried in mass graves. But when Himmler visited the site, I believe it was 1942, he ordered that the bodies should be cremated. And so from that time forward, all the victims of the gas chambers were cremated, and those who had previously been interred, their mass graves were opened up, and they too were cremated. At his war trials tribunal in 1945, Franz Stangl, one of the commandants of Treblinka, stated that the camp could deal with 3,000 people every 3 hours, sometimes working 15 hours a day, 15,000 deaths a day. The only crime that these poor people committed was to be born a Jew. And ironically, it is a Jewish chemist, Fritz Haber, who is credited with the production process for Zyklon B. Having been deported from their homes to this ghastly place of death, God is going to place them in their homeland, Judea, where today is not the tomorrow that they worried about yesterday, because there'll be no more sighing or crying. Turning now to the book of Isaiah and reading from chapter 65 and verse 20, we are given the indication of the duration of time that this day predicts. This will be the time in which they will be taught the way of life. And here in Isaiah chapter 65 verse 20, we read these words. There shall no more be an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. This is the time and the indication that the time period that this day will represent will be 100 years in length. All those who pass through the gas chambers at Treblinka, who said, our bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off from our parts, will find themselves in their own land, having the books of life open to their understanding. We will be there with many, many others, teaching them the way of life that leads to eternal life. And today will not be the tomorrow that they worried about yesterday, because when this day dawns, people will be in a paradise. There will be no more sighing or crying, and everybody will be in the process of learning the way that leads to eternal, abundant life. However, on the last great day that we are celebrating today, very little of the death camp at Treblinka remains today. There's only a simple stone monument erected to the more than 800,000 Jewish men, women and children who passed through its gates, never to return. There today was the tomorrow that they worried about yesterday, and all was far from well. This will be their day of judgment. The books will have been opened to their understanding, and the way of life that they will then follow during his time will be the yardstick by which they will be judged during their 100-year time cycle. As it is written, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more sighing, no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." That is Revelation 21 verse 4. And all of today's will never be more be the tomorrow that they worried about yesterday, because forevermore all will be well.